Provider name Karine, Carreen, last name Castrol, Castroll. Patient name Rebecca, Rebecca. DGiani, DGiannini. Time of date of appointment 8/7/2023. Time of appointment 4:15 p.m. End of appointment 5:15 p.m. Code, billing code 90855. History of present illness. The patient is a 20-year-old female who presents with complaint of severe anxiety and panic attacks. Onset of symptoms was in senior year. The symptoms got better but have recently reemerged to a lesser degree. The patient had the loss of her uncle in her junior year of high school in 2019. Several months later, her grandmother died. Shortly thereafter, 1 month later, she had her first migraine. The migraine lasted for 5 days. Period. She ended up in Stony Brook Emergency Department. Period. She went to a neurologist and had an MRI and MRA. The MRA revealed a 1.4 millimeter aneurysm in the cavernous sinus of the brain. She has to have this monitored for 5 years. Thus far, there has been no growth. According to the mother, they are told that there is no concern for rupture in the area that it is in. She has had no migraine since. In December of 2020, she had her first panic attack in school. The panic attacks occurred while sitting in her seat in class. Her stomach began to feel sick. She felt dizzy. She had a need to walk around. She felt as if she was going to pass out. The patient had a sense of doom and fear for no apparent reason. In February 2021, she had another panic attack while vacationing in Florida. When she returned home, she appeared depressed. She was in bed all of the time, and the mother reported she was difficult to engage. The mother stated it was to the point of her not wanting to be in the house alone. She became panic-stricken. The mother would have to lie in bed with her in order for her to fall asleep. She started seeing a therapist at that time who did not help. The patient was then prescribed Trintellix by her neurologist, Dr. Greg, G-R-E-G, Rosen, R-O-S-E-N-N. Period. He started her on this in April of 2021, starting at 5 milligrams and titrating up to 10 milligrams. The patient is on 10 milligrams at this time. Within 2 weeks of starting the medication, the mother noticed a change for the better in the patient. The patient reports that she's still grieving the loss of her grandmother in particular. She is a student at the University of Rhode Island. She just finished her sophomore year. She studies business administration. She is in a business fraternity. She does social media marketing for the school as a job, and she's also doing a remote internship and was appointed in the School of Business. She reports that her anxiety is controlled for the most part, but then it began to bother her again. A month or so ago, she has this need to shake her legs, and she begins to feel lightheaded. It is likely that she is hyperventilating to a degree. She describes herself as a warrior, a type A personality, and a perfectionist. Her mother states she's a very hard-working student. The anxiety also worsened in the past several weeks because the father told the patient and her 14-year-old sister that he doesn't love their mother anymore. He told them while on family vacation in Greece. Additionally, he told the two girls before even telling his wife. The patient ended up having a panic attack on the plane coming home. She was crying but was able to calm herself down. The patient has some phobic anxiety related to takeoffs on planes, but it was not the panic attack was not related to that. It was more related to the situation with the mother and father. Typically, when she takes off on planes, she'll take 3 25-milligram Benadryls and sleeps throughout the flight. She reports that she still gets sick to her stomach. She's nervous about things. She has concerns for her boyfriend who has OCD. She had to go through that with him, but he's doing better. Last summer, she was put on 15 milligrams of Trintellix, but felt no different. The patient has never been manic, hypomanic. She's never been traumatized or abused. No obsessive or compulsive tendencies. The patient does not use any illicit recreational drugs. She does not use nicotine. She will drink alcohol socially on occasion, having 1 to 2 drinks. Next paragraph, medical. None remarkable except the one episode of migraine headache. And the aforementioned aneurysm. The patient has seasonal allergies for which she takes Claritin, PRN, and Flonase PRN. There are no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, surgical. The patient has had dental extractions. The mother reports that she wakes up very disoriented from anesthesia. Next paragraph, social. The patient is a student at University of Rhode Island. The family is currently intact. She has a 14-year-old sister. Next line, developmental. The patient was born 6 weeks premature. She was born with an immature digestive tract. She met her developmental milestones on time. She was a good student.